Day 417, Wednesday, May 22nd, 1 Kings 15 16, 24, 1 Kings 16 and 2 Chronicles 16. 1 Kings 15 16 to 24 NKJV. Now there was war between Asa and Baasha king of Israel all their days. And Baasha king of Israel came up against Judah, and built Ramah, that he might let none go out or come into Asa king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and gold that was left in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and the treasuries of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, Let there be a treaty between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. See, I have sent you a present of silver and gold. Come and break your treaty with Baasha king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me. So Ben-Hadad heeded King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. He attacked Ijon, Dan, Abel-Beth-Makkah, and all Chinneroth, with all the land of Naphtali. Now it happened, when Baasha heard it, that he stopped building Ramah, and remained in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah, none was exempted, and they took away the stones and timber of Ramah, which Baasha had used for building, and with them King Asa built Geba of Benjamin, and Mizpah. The rest of all the acts of Asa, all his might, all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? But in the time of his old age he was diseased in his feet. So Asa rested with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. Then Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his place. 1 Kings 16:1-34 NKJV. Then the word of the Lord came to Jehu the son of Hanani, against Baasha, saying, Inasmuch as I lifted you out of the dust and made you ruler over my people Israel, and you have walked in the way of Jeroboam, and have made my people Israel sin, to provoke me to anger with their sins, surely I will take away the posterity of Baasha and the posterity of his house, and I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat. The dogs shall eat whoever belongs to Baasha and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the fields. Now the rest of the acts of Baasha, what he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Baasha rested with his fathers and was buried in Tirzah. Then Elah his son reigned in his place. And also the word of the Lord came by the prophet Jehu the son of Hanani against Baasha and his house, because of all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord in provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, in being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed them. In the 26th year of Asa king of Judah, Elah the son of Baasha became king over Israel, and reigned 2 years in Tirzah. Now his servant Zimri, commander of half his chariots, conspired against him as he was in Tirzah drinking himself drunk in the house of Arza, steward of his house in Tirzah. And Zimri went in and struck him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa king of Judah, and reigned in his place. Then it came to pass, when he began to reign, as soon as he was seated on his throne, that he killed all the household of Baasha. He did not leave him one male, neither of his relatives nor of his friends. Thus Zimri destroyed all the household of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke against Baasha by Jehu the prophet, for all the sins of Baasha and the sins of Elah his son, by which they had sinned and by which they had made Israel sin, in provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Elah, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Asa king of Judah, Zimri had reigned in Tirzah 7 days. And the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. Now the people who were encamped heard it said, Zimri has conspired and also has killed the king. So all Israel made Omri, the commander of the army, king over Israel that day in the camp. Then Omri and all Israel with him went up from Gibbethon, and they besieged Tirzah. And it happened, when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the citadel of the king's house and burned the king's house down upon himself with fire, and died, because of the sins which he had committed in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, in walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin which he had committed to make Israel sin. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri, and the treason he committed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Then the people of Israel were divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni the son of Jeanath, to make him king, and half followed Omri. But the people who followed Omri prevailed over the people who followed Tibni the son of Jeanath. So Tibni died and Omri reigned. In the 31st year of Asa king of Judah, Omri became king over Israel, and reigned 12 years. 6 years he reigned in Tirzah. And he bought the hill of Samaria from Shemer for 2 talents of silver. Then he built on the hill, and called the name of the city which he built, Samaria, after the name of Shemer, owner of the hill. Omri did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all who were before him. For he walked in all the ways of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and in his sin by which he had made Israel sin, provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Omri which he did, and the might that he showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Omri rested with his fathers and was buried in Samaria. Then Ahab his son reigned in his place. In the 38th year of Asa king of Judah, Ahab the son of Omri became king over Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. Now Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord, more than all who were before him. And it came to pass, as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, that he took his wife Jezebel the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and he went and served Baal and worshipped him. Then he set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a wooden image. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days Jael of Bethel built Jericho. He laid its foundation with Abiram his firstborn, and with his youngest son Segub he set up its gates, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken through Joshua the son of Nun. 2 Chronicles 16 1-14 NKJV. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha king of Israel came up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might let none go out or come into Asa king of Judah. Then Asa brought silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, "Let there be a treaty between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. See, I have sent you silver and gold. Come, break your treaty with Baasha king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me." So Ben-Hadad heeded King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. They attacked Ijon, Dan, Abel-Maim, and all the storage cities of Naphtali. Now it happened, when Baasha heard it, that he stopped building Ramah and ceased his work. Then King Asa took all Judah, and they carried away the stones and timber of Ramah, which Baasha had used for building, and with them he built Geba and Mizpah. And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you have relied on the king of Syria, and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand. Were the Ethiopians and the Lubim not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In this you have done foolishly, therefore from now on you shall have wars." Then Asa was angry with the seer, and put him in prison, for he was enraged at him because of this, and Asa oppressed some of the people at that time. Note that the acts of Asa, first and last, are indeed written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And in the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet, and his malady was severe. Yet in his disease he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians. So Asa rested with his fathers. He died in the 41st year of his reign. They buried him in his own tomb, which he had made for himself in the city of David. And they laid him in the bed which was filled with spices and various ingredients prepared in a mixture of ointments. They made a very great burning for him. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading plan states, while Asa started his reign well, the wars with Baasha presented a trial in which he did not fare so well spiritually. Baasha, we are told, fortified Ramah. Ramah was about 5.5 miles north of Jerusalem on the main north-south commercial route through the land, and it was therefore of great importance to both kingdoms. It gave east-west access to both the foothills of Ephraim and the Mediterranean coast, so it was of strategic military importance as well. Baasha was striking a blow for control of the center of the land. Nelson Study Bible, note on 1 Kings 15:17. Sadly, rather than trust in God for deliverance, Asa takes all the money from the temple and palace treasuries and uses it to buy the assistance of the Syrian king. Ben-Hadad, a title shared by a number of Syrian rulers, who does then break his alliance with Baasha by helping Judah. There is some question about the timing of these events. Chronicles seems to state that Baasha began his embargo of Judah in Asa's 36th year. But Baasha's reign, which began in Asa's third year, lasted only 24 years, 1 Kings 15:33. Thus, Baasha was not even reigning during Asa's 36th year. So how could he have fortified Ramah at that time? The most logical explanation seems to be that what is meant in Chronicles is that this was the 36th year of Asa's kingdom, i.e., of Judah as its own kingdom since the division of the monarchy, which would place the fortification of Ramah in the 16th year of Asa and 13th year of Baasha. The prophet Hanani is sent to reprimand Asa and remind him of his previous reliance on God, which had resulted in an amazing victory over a 1,000,000-man army instead of his shameful stooping to buy a retreat. Asa does not like the correction, imprisons Hanani, and takes his anger out on the people. In the meantime, Hanani's son Jehu is sent to Baasha to tell him that his following Jeroboam's sinful actions would result in his receiving Jeroboam's punishment. And indeed, as with Jeroboam, his son reigns only 2 years before he is deposed and the dynasty of Baasha is wiped out. Asa and Elah, Zimri, Omri, Ahab. Zimri is used by God to execute judgment on the house of Baasha, Israel's second dynasty. In the course of 7 days, Zimri destroys Elah and the rest of Baasha's descendants before meeting his own end, by his own hand, in the face of Omri's siege, thus ending the brief reign of the third family to rule over Israel. Omri, however, is not unchallenged. Half of the people choose a man named Tibni to rule over them instead. Tibni and Omri carry out this stalemate for 4 years before Omri prevails and assumes sole rulership. Among other things, Omri was responsible for moving the capital of the northern kingdom from Tirzah to its final location at Samaria. Apparently he was fairly famous in the ancient world, since historic artifacts not only mention him, but even refer to future Israelite dynasties using his name. Around 200 years after his reign, Israel was still called by the Assyrians Matbit-humri, land of the house of Omri. Humri or Qumri is the origin of the term Sumerians, by which the Israelites of the Assyrian captivity later became known. See the United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy, pages 58-72. Omri was probably also responsible for the alliance with the Phoenician king Ethbaal of Sidon, which resulted in the marriage of their children, Ahab and Jezebel. Ahab, who succeeded his father on the throne, was directly mentioned in ancient Assyrian records, yet another ancient character from the Bible attested to in secular history, proving the Bible is not pure myth, as some today maintain. Soon after Ahab began ruling in the north, Asa developed some sort of foot disease. He may have been suffering from gout, a common disease in the ancient world. Nelson studied Bible, note on 2 Chronicles 16:12. But continuing in his slide away from trusting in God, rather than seeking divine help, he relies solely on the physicians to treat his disease, which grows very severe and probably contributes to his death. It should be noted that going to a physician for the treatment of an ailment is not inherently wrong. Indeed, that is often an appropriate and responsible thing to do. The error is failing to put our primary trust in God as our healer. If we are looking to Him and His intervention above all, there is no problem in considering physical means of treatment that He, as the Creator, has ultimately provided for. And 1 Kings 16. Verse 34, this verse records that Eliel rebuilt Jericho. More specifically, it appears he rebuilt the walls as a fortification, as Jericho had been inhabited after Joshua's time. Compare Judges 3:13 and 2 Samuel 10:5. In Joshua 6:26, he said, "Cursed be the man before the Lord who rises up and builds this city Jericho. He shall lay its foundation with his firstborn, and with his youngest he shall set up its gates." Here in verse 34 we find that curse carried out where Yael's firstborn Aburam dies with laying the foundation of the rebuilt Jericho, and his last son Segub dies in putting its gates in place. We aren't told whether Yael understood what would happen to him for rebuilding this city, but God's word is never broken, in this case approximately 500 years later. Regardless whether it was in defiance or ignorance, Eliel paid a steep price for rebuilding this fortification.